Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. You know, America's ambassadors and senators and presidents have been spending a lot of time lately worrying about hostilities and maybe even future hostilities with Iran, and rightfully so. But it might be time to start worrying about our so-called friendly neighbors to the north. Tensions have been rising between American and Canadian lobstermen over the fishing rights on the waters off of three islands off the coast of Maine, or depending on who you ask, off the coast of Nova Scotia. And the problem is as old as the United States itself, and a lot older than Canada, for what it's worth, 232 years old, to be exact. It's a bona fide land dispute along an otherwise peaceful border more than 5,000 miles long. Stephen Kelly is a public policy professor at Duke University who studies border disputes. He's also a former American diplomat to Canada, and he vacations in Maine right near Machias Seal Island. That's the biggest of the three disputed islands. They don't have much more than a Canadian lighthouse on that island built back in 1832. But the area is increasingly popular for lobstermen on both sides of the border.
This year, actually, the lobster crop is down, and the price of lobster has gone up. And the word is out that there's a lot of lobster around Machias Seal Island. So Canadian lobstermen from as far away as Nova Scotia are coming into waters that are disputed. So if you don't know who owns Machias Seal Island, you draw a circle around it, and the fishery around it is really what's in contention here.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the puffin watchers on both sides of the border have come to a head and are threatening violence, but I guess it is the lobstermen who you worry about having a confrontation. Have there been any this summer?
The lobstermen that I've talked to say that some of the press reports on this, there was a report out of one of the Canadian news magazines that suggested that war was imminent. It's not that bad, but there is definitely a feeling that there's a new element in the fishery this summer.
What are the locals saying? Are they gearing up for conflict? Are they firing off letters to the White House to demand action from their government? Are they mobilizing the flotillas? What's going on?
For the fishermen in Cutler, this is really important. More than 50% of their fishing area is in this so-called gray zone. So they're concerned about it, but there's actually kind of a feeling of pessimism. I didn't take a poll, but the couple of people that I've talked to in Cutler worry that almost any resolution of this problem is going to be bad for them. But the conclusion I've reached from this summer, and I've been looking at this issue for 3 years, is that the status quo is probably not going to work anymore. Border problems don't fade away. They fester. And then something happens, and suddenly you get nationalists on both sides of the border yelling and screaming. And unfortunately, when the politicians get into issues, they often become harder to resolve.
Indeed. I mean, we only have to look at the dispute going on between China and Japan over a couple of islands. I don't want to overblow this situation to suggest it's a confrontation like that, but those things can get out of hand and quickly.
Indeed. And those rocks in the East China Sea that they're fighting over are also treeless, unpopulated. There are actually two people who live on Machias Seal Island. They're Canadian lighthouse keepers. And when I was out there in June, I actually met with them. They go out for 28-day shifts. But the lighthouse is totally automatic. They do absolutely nothing except for mow the lawn. They are there strictly to maintain Canada's sovereignty claim. And in fact, there's a guy here in Jonesport, Barna Norton, who passed away in 2004. He also claimed that Machias Seal Island was his, that he had inherited it from his great-grandfather. And I actually visited his grave here in Jonesport a couple of weeks ago. And there's a bronze plaque over his tombstone that says Barna, defender of Machias Seal Island. So he took his ownership claim quite seriously. He'd lead a group of Americans out there every 4th of July with American flags that they would plant on the island.
Well, it makes me wonder, Professor Kelly, if the State Department or the state of Maine or Secretary Kerry himself are going to take this issue seriously and head off the dispute before it gets out of hand. I mean, what's the solution here?
The U.S. and Canada share a 5,525-mile border, the longest in the world. With our history of friendship, and Canada's our largest trading partner, our largest oil supplier, that border is really important to both countries. And if we can't work out a problem like this, then how do you expect China and Japan to work out theirs, or China and India? There's border disputes all over the world, and we ought to be a model for the peaceful and logical resolution of an issue like this.
Duke public policy professor Stephen Kelly there. So is the Secretary of State taking a break from selling the Iran nuclear deal to negotiate with the Canadians over Machias Seal Island? Not exactly. But I did get the chance to ask Senator Susan Collins and Angus King, both of Maine, for their thoughts on this issue. They both knew exactly what I was talking about. Collins says that the dispute won't change the loving relationship between Maine and Canada.
In Maine, we have such close ties to Canada. And there are so many families, including my own, that are intermingled. So I don't see this as creating a huge rift between the two countries.
Senator Angus King, for his part, he wasn't so sure.
Robert Frost's old saying was, good fences make good neighbors. And if there isn't a fence and there's a lack of clarity, then it could lead to confrontation, which would serve no one's interest. I know that it is rising to the level of national attention or federal attention, and I certainly intend to try to push that process along.
And we'll be following along, too.